In an era where everyone thinks their opinions are so damn important, I'm here to give you a little peace of my mind. Welcome to Unaffiliated the Podcast with your host, B. Seth. Let's go.
And in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, hello world. Welcome to Unaffiliated the Podcast with your host, B. Seth. I got some special people in the building today. First episode in forever. Well, second, technically. We got P. Mike. We got Theo. What's good?
What up?
We back for a little bit.
Back like we never left, but you know.
Back like we never left, but it's been a while. Yeah. Ooh, how's life, fellas?
It's all right, man. You know, can't complain. I'm still breathing, still walking, still talking. So it's all right. It's all right. It's all right.
Still breathing, still walking, still talking. Yeah. I share that sentiment, man. The older I get, just turned 32. Shout outs to all the birthday wishes. Theo, you just had a birthday too, didn't you?
Yeah, man.
33.
Yeah. Pippin year. Yeah.
The Pippin year is crazy.
I've
never heard that one either.
Who want to be Pippin?
Nobody. Hey, not hey. Now.
Hey.
Oh, not
man.
Now.
Oh man.
This man's former queen is getting engaged to Michael Jordan's son.
Yeah, his former teammate's son.
And this is after her escapades with Future and whoever else. Damn. What? On the flip side, somebody did bring this up. It's still Scottie Pippen.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's busy.
I wonder if he'd really be out here on them chicks like that.
You don't think so?
I mean, I'm just wondering because it seems you all never really. Because you see Jordan pop up with his little young wife and whatever, but you all never really see Pippen popping up with no chicks. Or I guess nobody's really concerned about Scottie Pippen like that, though.
Who really talking about Scottie Pippen on a day to day basis like that?
He seems like a chill nigga anyway, though.
He is a very chill nigga.
He's a country nigga at heart, so he probably be low key.
And he's always high out of his mind too.
I'm sure he keep him on though.
I'm sure he does too. He's Scottie fucking Pippen.
That's why I'm saying. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, it's probably why he don't care.
He's still Scottie Pippen. That's what I'm saying. So he ain't hurting too bad, but it is.
He probably
it's a little wild.
It does make him look crazy, but he probably like, bro, I've been off Larsa Pippen. Yeah. Like, I'm not worried about her at all, but because he's not in the spot like that, it looks crazy, but he probably don't give a fuck.
It sucks to be constantly reminded of somebody you're just trying to get the fuck away from you.
Yeah.
Damn.
The only reason
girl, change your name back.
The only reason you're a big deal is because of me.
So you think she gonna change that name?
Hell no.
No, what's gonna be nuts
if she goes Pippin Jordan?
That's legendary, actually. That's legendary.
The first time his name ever came first.
Jeez. Oh my god, P. Mike. Yo, what the fuck?
I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
god, what man. The fuck, P. Mike?
It's tough out here.
Yeah, Pippin Jordan,
first
nuts.
Time he was ever before Jordan.
Goodness gracious.
When your old queen went and married his son. Mm. Mm. Your teammate's son done pulled you, girl.
Mm.
That's nuts.
I mean, she had to know that kid as a kid too, right?
Probably not know him.
Not know him, but I mean,
but you
know,
probably passed him.
Passed by. Like you've seen him in pass, at least seen him in passing, being like, what's up, little MJ? Like, how preschool going?
Like, what's up, little MJ? That's funny.
Yeah, man.
So I remember you.
I remember you
didn't all grown up now.
And now we about to get married. Damn.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, Michael Jordan did say he didn't approve of this shit. So that's nice. That was nice of him.
Yeah.
To say that.
You know, you don't give a fuck.
Well, good. Yeah, we know you really don't care, but at the same time, man, nah, man.
Yeah, right.
That nigga wildin'. What he doing?
He's speaking on behalf of Scotty.
That's exactly. That's why I respect it.
Mm-mm.
That's crazy.
I don't think I could ever do something like that, man.
What's that?
Like, if I was Jordan's son going after, well, I guess who's, well, she's in the wrong more than anything.
Yes, 100%.
Well, they both, yeah, because he's just trying to get what he can get, I guess.
And she looks like, I mean, I don't know his pool with women, but I mean, she looks good.
Yeah, he getting a lot of free publicity off of it, so, because I don't think anybody, even though he's Michael Jordan's son, I don't think anybody's really checking him like that either, so.
Oh, so, okay, so we think this is, and this is probably an obvious answer, this is all just a business ploy.
It could be.
I don't know.
From her.
Maybe for both of them.
Marry into the Jordan family.
That, well, I mean, what, do she think she about to get a piece of Jordan?
I don't know. I mean, how much does this nigga love her?
Because what's his name, Marcus? That's he get a piece of Jordan.
That's crazy. So that is crazy.
He get a piece of Jordan, so
I mean, it's pretty obvious something was up, but I never thought about it this deeply.
Maybe. Nah, that'd be nuts. That'd be nuts if this whole thing is a ploy just so she can get.
She's about to rob Kardashian him, man.
Yeah, that's crazy. Never thought about it like that.
Well, shout outs to Michael Jordan and Michael Jordan Jr. Mm-hmm. And Scottie Pippen.
Is it Marcus?
Yeah, Marcus.
Oh, and Marcus Jordan also.
Yeah, come on, respect this.
Marcus Jordan.
Michael Jordan Jr.
My bad, listeners. That was rude of me.
It's hilarious.
But okay, how was y'all's Thanksgiving? Let's make it quick. We're gonna make this episode quick, y'all. It's super late, but we just wanted to drop something for y'all. Pete Mike, how was your Thanksgiving, man?
Shitty.
Shitty. All right. This is a safe space.
These niggas know the.
We can bring out the. We can bring out the cigars if we have to.
Hey, I was stuck in the house, man. I couldn't even eat. So, yeah, it was. But you know, it wasn't bad. We got to be around family later on in the week, so it was all right. But I still haven't really had any Thanksgiving food yet. Luckily, my parents got some, and I know some people have already thrown out their Thanksgiving leftovers. Luckily, we aren't that family that does that, so okay. I will be getting a plate from them.
Okay. Later. Okay. Blessings.
Indeed.
That's a blessing, Theo. How was your Thanksgiving, Theo?
It was a blessing.
It was a blessing.
It was a blessing.
Good. Amen. Love to hear blessings.
Food was fooding. Aunties were auntieing. Cousins, everybody did their job. And they did what they needed to do. So
I lifted a lot of chairs. Huh? I lifted a lot of chairs this weekend. But that was my job. Yeah. Oh. I'm just always like, yeah, I'll help.
So I got you.
Nah, they ain't want me to help. I'll just Hey, I let the people think. Hey, Thanksgiving, one of them holidays that you let the pros do what the professionals do.
Yeah.
Then if you ain't a professional at that, you just sit back and
watch the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let LeBron do LeBron things.
Indeed. Yeah. Going for a trip dub.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, good. Glad you guys had a good Thanksgiving.
How was yours?
It was cool. Went down to the country, Clanton, Alabama.
Shout out to Clan.
Question mark? Yeah. Shout out to Clan.
Question mark.
Shout out to Clan. They've gotten a lot more places since the last time I've been. So I was like, okay, cool. That's what's up.
Got that Whataburger.
Popeyes, Zaxby's. Mm. They got a Starbucks now.
That's wild.
I was like, I had to stop. I say, I have to be one of their first patrons.
They gentrifying Clanton with
Clanton
Starbucks?
Has a Starbucks.
That's crazy.
I started looking for a mall for a second. I said, what the fuck is going on out here? Hey, how long have I been gone?
Where is the Gucci store?
God damn.
Starbucks.
Yeah, what happened to the Piggly Wiggly? I think it's still there. But shout outs to Clanton, man. So I was out there. We did the whole thing at my grandma's crib. Food was foodin'. We had a fish fry on Saturday. Fish fry was fish frying.
Y'all had, you had fish fry 2 days after Thanksgiving?
So our tradition is we do Thanksgiving dinner on Thanksgiving. The next day we do leftovers. The next day is always a fish fry, a seafood boil. There were some grilled oysters this year.
Ooh, y'all did it up.
Yeah, no, that shit was crazy.
Damn, I'm coming over there. Golly.
That's literally my favorite day of Thanksgiving break or whatever it is.
The fish fry.
That fish fry and seafood boil day. Because it happens every year. Threw some oxtail in there. Shit was amazing. So food was great. Family's good, as always. Family's incredible. Let me not say family's good. Family's incredible. Mm-hmm. And it felt good to be around family. So I'm good. It was good. It was cool.
Yes, Lord. It's always good to be around family, man. Always.
Yeah. Well, feels good to be back, fellas. Welcome back. And let's get right into the shits. T.I.'s son, King, right?
Yeah, Kang.
Kang. So I was watching a video recently, and what'd you click? Okay, I got you. Why you pressing buttons, Steve? What you doing, man? Damn. All right, let me see. So anyways, I was watching a video, and I saw T.I.'s son, where they're in a skybox, right? The Falcons game or some shit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the skybox. Ludacris is doing his performance, which looked pretty dope. And they're watching all the shit. And apparently during the game, King is talking shit to the other team the whole game.
Is that what happened?
Y'all ain't see that clip?
I didn't even watch the whole
clip. I was talking shit to the other team?
So he was like on the sideline. He was on the sideline. He was talking shit to the other team. Y'all know about Atlanta. You better ask about Atlanta, boy. He said that shit to everybody in the.
Normal shit.
And then they get in the skybox and he starts arguing with his parents, T.I. and Tiny, by the way. And he's just sitting there yelling at them, like, y'all know what I've been through, like hitting his chest and shit. I stand on business. And then his mother takes the camera, looks directly in the camera, and said, this nigga sucked on the pacifier until he was 12.
See, okay, go ahead. I didn't watch the video. Go ahead, keep
going. That's nuts, right?
No, that's great. Go ahead, keep going.
That is nuts. So then King takes the camera back frantically, and he starts cussing even louder. I stand on business, nigga. Y'all don't play with me like that. Don't play with me like that. The sister starts to calm him down. And then T.I. is like, you're embarrassing the family, son. And I'm like, damn. They might be provoking this nigga. And then finally, they might be provoking this nigga after all. Whoa, is this nigga the victim? But then he starts talking to T.I. crazy. He's like, don't talk to me like that, nigga, to his father. And I was like, ain't no way. 2 seconds later, T.I. has him in a headlock. And he says, you can't do nothing with me. Just talking that real, like, I'm fighting you type shit, like.
Yeah, he went back to that street real quick.
Yeah, no, we're fighting right now. I'm choking you.
Yo.
How do we feel about that, fellas?
Oh, man, that's a crazy situation to play out in the public, man. Probably shouldn't have had it on live, my boy. But yeah,
especially the pacifier part, man. Damn.
Yeah, that is tough.
That's a tough one to come back from.
Yeah, that's probably why he turned up so much, because he on live and she said that shit on live.
That is fucked up.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
What? You don't know what?
That is some fucked up shit.
It is. Yeah, no, nah, you, hey, if anything, he learned his lesson and listened to lesson to everyone out there. Hey, man, everything don't need to be televised.
That's true.
Because, hey, some shit might be said, and then now you out here talking crazy to your parents because they let it slip that you had a pacifier to your till you were 12.
That's a
career killer. That's a
secret
that you don't
want to
be out.
That is a career killer. Something so simple and silly.
And we don't even know. That can't be true. Right?
Yeah, she probably was joking.
His mama said that.
She probably was joking.
She probably was joking.
She said that nigga went to his grandmother's house because his grandmother would let him suck pacifiers. So that's why they sent him to his grandmother's house.
Man.
And he says that's where the trenches were, was where his grandmama was living.
I thought, because I saw one that was saying he was going over there because he wanted to be outside, basically. He wanted to see what that street light was talking. Yeah.
I saw him say that, but Tiny said something that was opposite.
Hey, man. I don't even know what to believe with them, man. They got a lot going on over there, that family. I don't know, man. He's the black sheep of the bunch right now. He's got some shit going on. He's got to figure out. I don't know, man. I think because even all the other kids that are doing pretty well, you know, and really only other one that's talked about their parents' relationship is the daughter. And I know she was saying that, you know, at certain times it's possible they could be a little distant, not necessarily not being good parents, but being, you know, maybe not as hands-on as that they would like to be. And maybe King has suffered the most from that. Maybe he's leaned more on peer influences more than parent influences. And maybe that's what we're seeing play out in public right now.
So, y'all were talking earlier, about, because we were talking, I guess we were kind of talking about like the setting in which people grew up or whatever, like how can someone, like if you're raised a certain way, if you're perceived to be raised a certain way with certain parameters around you to keep you in a certain type of situation, how could you Or why would you kind of like want to revert back to something that you weren't really even truly supposed to be a part of? I didn't know all this stuff about the pacifier in the grandmama house.
Yeah.
But that is a way. Like if you're saying that the grandmama was still, which is kind of wild too.
That she's living in the hood still.
That she's living in a certain situation, which, yeah. I don't know if that's true or not, but if she's still living in a certain situation and he's going back over there all the time, that's where he's spending a lot of his time. That could check out, but it is kind of.
And he's
wild.
Also young.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this earlier. T.I.'s prime years were like, literally when that kid was born.
Yep.
2004, something like that.
So
that's, T.I. had a hell of a run after that. That nigga was probably not home that much.
Yeah. And hip hop and street culture is, I think it is still very mainstream. And then if that's how your dad grew up, that's what he's talking about in his raps, all of that. He's not around. If your mom is, you know, can be distant at times. Like I said, I'm pretty sure because the rest of them still talk pretty highly of their parents. But if they times can kind of be, you know, missing in action, then, you know, those are the things that you may lean on. Like, because that's what you're looking at that speaks to you, that seems cool to you, that you resonate with. Like, this is it. So it's obvious by the way he talks and acts and all that. That's what resonates with them. So even though, kind of like how the preacher kid thing, where you grow up in a church your whole life, but they obviously say like that's usually or kids are preachers' kids, and you're a preacher kid. You're a great individual and human
being.
How did
I catch him stray right now?
Yeah, Seth,
heathen, bro.
B Seth doesn't fall into this category.
Compared me to King. Jesus.
No.
Was you on? Nah, I'm stop.
B-Seth doesn't fall into
what you about to say?
Category, ladies and gentlemen.
Pacifiers. It was gonna be something pacifier related.
No. I was just about to say that nigga was using a pacifier till he was 12.
Jeez,
that is nuts.
That
is crazy information to disclose to the public.
I don't even know if I believe that, but go ahead, my bad. Go ahead.
That nigga's mama said that.
Yeah, it had to be jokes.
I think it was a joke. But she said it wasn't, but man, come on, that's wild to be. But then that could lend to why he had to get them big ass veneers in his mouth because his teeth was fucked up. So
yo, we have connected a lot of dots right now.
King Harris.
Cause that boy is 19 with veneers. Ain't no
big
way.
Ass veneers too.
God, can't even talk right.
Extra largest.
Cause he wasn't sucking his thumb, but he was doing pacifiers. We got to stop doing this. We got to. You were saying something serious.
Nigga, I was talking about his extra large veneers. I was not being serious.
No, I'm talking about. Yeah.
He went there and said, "Let me get the Steve Harveys."
Yeah,
boy.
For real, that man.
But yeah, with the, but like how people talk about with preachers' kids, like they grew up in an environment around, you know, church, God. You know, you live a certain way, and then it's like you get out, and then they could divert and go completely 180. So. It's very possible to grow up one way and still be another. I think the big thing is connecting with your kids, seeing where they're at, and trying to steer them a way that you would like to without trying to control them. But in this situation, we're talking about if you're not even there, then they're being steered by outside influences. You're not even doing the steering at that point. It's, you know, TV, your friends, other family, you know, more so than you. I'm pretty sure they were still there and trying to impart wisdom, but you may not, since you're not there the majority of the time, some of what you teach is going to be there, but it's also going to be outside influences leaking in too. So
yeah,
do you also think that, because then they used to have like a TV show on VH1 or something like that?
They did, yeah.
Could this be something more along the line of just attention seeking too? Because he's something that is always, he's always pretty much had a camera in his face pretty much his entire life, it seems like. And at one point it was on like TV every week. Mm-hmm. So like where people are constantly following his life and constantly like just keeping up with him or whatnot. I mean, could that play a part into him acting a certain way and trying to be something, like trying to,
doing it for the cameras?
Doing it for the cameras, yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, it could be. And especially with, you know, because some of that stuff is curated. Like, they're coming up with stuff for the family to do. So I guess it being, you know, genuine or lack thereof. But I don't know, man. That's because there was another point I was going to bring up or ask y'all about, but I forgot. I'm trying to think of it. It was something about it. Like, or do you think that he has real issues with his parents? That's what it was. Like, that being part of it too. Like, part of the acting out is because of certain, I think, because I don't know if one of y'all asked it, like, if he really has an issue with his folks. And I think it's a love-hate thing. I think it's probably some stuff there he doesn't necessarily like. But he still rocks with his parents. But it can cause some tension and lead to some acting out.
Yeah.
But I'll ask y'all that. Like, do y'all think it's some parents, some feelings he has towards his parents that could also be causing the issue?
Yeah, absolutely. You could tell by the way they were talking to each other.
Yeah.
They definitely got issues with each other. Yeah. They probably don't like how he be acting. So they're like, our version of simmering him down is to clown him. Because I've seen other videos where T.I. would clown that nigga. Like, he does it often, actually. And I seen one where the kid started rapping and T.I. started busting out laughing.
Damn.
Hey, tough love, man.
That too bad he doesn't get those.
Hey, so if your version of parenting him correctly is, I'm going to clown this nigga, That's what? Maybe that's rebellious, kind of like he's just on some rebellious shit. Yeah. Fuck y'all.
You think? I don't know if he's clowning it. Well, I mean, parents get jokes off on their kids all the time.
But I'm saying he's already going through a phase where he's trying to figure himself out. He's probably already rebellious. Mix that with these niggas keep laughing. I'm a joke to these niggas.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, and how well are you with, okay, I'm gonna get my jokes off and then I'm gonna come back to you later and be like, nah, but real deal. Like,
yeah,
we need to have a heart to heart and being perceptive. Cause I don't think everybody's really good at that. And sitting, even being a parent, sometimes you're not perceptive of where your kids are at, what they're dealing with. And then once you realize it, how to help them navigate it. Cause you gotta be able to do all of that. And sometimes you can be perceptive to see it, but then you don't know how to help them. And that might be the tough part. And then you just go back to what you know, and what you know may not be the best thing for them. But T.I. might just be practicing out new material on his kid.
Cause, that's crazy, because he's a comedian.
Yeah. He's
in that comedy thing.
He's a, air quotations, comedian.
Yeah, but T.I. has also like talked about how he has tried to raise his kids. Particularly to King, how he's like tried everything with them, how he's tried discipline, how he's tried talking to him, having real conversations with him. But it's about at some point he said he's gonna have to learn for himself. He's gonna have to just learn things the hard way. If he's not gonna listen to me, if he's not gonna heed what I'm saying, then you know he might have to learn some things the hard way. So,
and sometimes you have a rambunctious kid, like they come out like that. But I think you got to keep working on them, you know. And it's not just parents. It's what you put around them, their friends, school, all that. Because me and Tay were talking about that with our daughter. It's like, really, she's at school more. She gets more time at school than at the house, for real. So they're really going to be giving. We're still the basis of where she's going to get some of her moral standing and what she values, what she thinks is important. But where she's going to really put it into practice and cultivate it is going to be around her friends at school, teachers, all that kind of stuff, because she's there more than she is at the house. And then it's only going to get more like that when she gets older, because then even when she gets out of school, she's probably going to want to go play with her friends, do this, do that, the third. So it's, you got to pay even more attention, because now you're having to try and come in and out of that kid's life while they're trying to live it and figure it out. So that can be tough. And that's especially if she's working, he's working. Now you got to put in, a lot of times they're having to travel, go to different places. So you can't be there present. That makes being vigilant even harder, because then you got to FaceTime, you got to call, you got to check in, you got to hope that they're telling you everything that's going on, that they're, you know, being forthright and telling you everything that's on their heart, that's in their mind, all that. I think it could just be hard. And then his nature, because even on that show, he was kind of rambunctious in the show, running around doing crazy stuff. So that's already in his nature. So it probably is a lot harder for them to get through to him. So and he's becoming an adult now. He's 19. So he's probably going to, you know, start acting out a little bit more, or, you know, trying to find his way. And it's, you know, it's not always going to be the right way. You just hope that he can figure it out and you know, make himself an upstanding citizen in this world.
You got to have the right village, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I do think this is the village failing him, kind of. Because, like I said, I made the example earlier with Diddy and how all his sons, they seem to kind of be in line with, I guess, whatever culture Diddy set.
Well,
which I do feel like was probably more, well, yeah, this is horrible in hindsight. Right? But you know, everything seemed nice and upstanding until, you know, about, what, 3 days ago? But yeah. However long it's been. But yeah, it seems like they follow just a different culture than King does, because you can tell everything is probably so specific with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they all seem to be about their business. They carry themselves a certain way, you know, and they're still in the culture. Like, they still, you know, got their, you know, finger on the pulse. But it's still certain stuff that they probably will and won't do because it's already ingrained in them. And so I think their other kids have seemed like they've done pretty well too. So like I said, it could possibly be just that
he's one off.
Yeah, it's the one off, and it's just gonna be harder for him to catch on to certain stuff.
Or he just had a different experience, and he's younger, and social media is so prevalent now. And man, that generation. Mm-hmm. So like,
he's the only one of them. Well, like you said there's a younger one.
Yeah.
Okay, I was about to say he's the only one.
Well, she's probably, is it a girl?
Boy.
A boy? How old is he?
If King's 19, he got to be heights, like, what, 14, 13, 14, something like that. But I know I think they said, when I was looking on it, because I was looking up some stuff, they said they don't really have him on social media like that. And the stuff that they do put on there is like stuff with academics and all that kind of stuff. So
that's good.
Ain't nothing wild. So they probably see what King been doing. Like, hey, we got to get on this nigga. But he was, the youngest one was pretty chill on the show.
Well, I wonder why they don't just pull the plug on all the King shit. Do you think like they're supporting him having his own brand now? Because he's probably making some type of money.
What
just
mean pull the plug? Like, I mean,
yeah, he's too old now.
He's too old. You can't stop.
Well,
him.
How old is he?
19.
Oh, okay. You're right. I'm tripping. Yeah. I still thought he was a kid. I still think about the pacifier.
It's like he is, but he's not at the same time. Yeah. He's just kind of like I said. He's at the age now. They've done all that they can do up to this point. Like, whether they could have done more or whatever the case may be. He's pretty much where he's going to be. And all they can do is still be around, still lend a listening ear, try to impart any kind of wisdom they have. And that's another hard part about being a parent. Sometimes you may not necessarily be at a place where you can impart wisdom. T.I. seems like a pretty, you know, what I want to say. Would y'all think that he's an insightful person to give parenting advice?
It depends on what he's teaching. Yeah. But I do think he's smart when I hear him talk about topics, you know, that are like
just big words.
Yeah. he's very good at conversing on different topics, usually topics that affect like social shit.
Yeah, right. Like, he's a very good communicator. It seems like he knows what he's talking about most of the time. He seems like a very educated person on what he's talking about. He seems like he has a good head on his shoulder, or at least what he perceives to be, whatever his point of view is, or whatever he thinks is supposed to be the way. I believe that he can effectively communicate that to anyone, including his children.
And so, I do think he's smart, but I don't think that necessarily translates to good parenting, though.
Because that's what I was saying. Because especially being able to see how, because I'm pretty obviously his experience growing up was different, and how he was parented, and you know, being out in the streets, running around, doing stuff. You've made money. Your kids don't have to do that, but because of, and really, a lot of the lessons that you're able to impart are probably going to be more, okay, I can look back and see what I did then, probably, you know, wasn't great, but it made me who I am, but I don't want my kid to have to go through that. And how can I help them see that there's a better way to do it? And then, but if you necessarily didn't have to, you weren't raised, or I'm trying to say this the right way. If your experience growing up, you didn't experience that, and you're trying to give it to your kid, but you didn't experience yourself, I think you can still teach that to them, or be like, hey, you can do it this way. But I guess, are you effectively able to get it across if you tell them, hey, you can do it this way, but they don't pick that up, or they still choose to do it another way? Are you able to get to your kid and be like, I guess, because I know for me, like with my parents, a big thing was they kind of knew how to give it to me, how they knew how to, like, they're giving me lessons, like how they think they should give it to me. And then if I didn't do it, it's just reiterating what they already did versus maybe pivoting and like, well, let me try something different. You know, let me try a different approach, or let me try and give it to you a different way, or let me try and see if I can get somebody else to give it to you and see if that, you know, that'll make a difference. Like being able to try different parenting techniques, or even being able to recognize where you may not be a great parent in this this arena, and like I can, but I'll facilitate it by doing X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, I mean, I think the main thing is the, especially in a case when you're someone like T.I. and Tiny, entertainment business probably not around all the time. Like you can only do so. You can still. I'm not saying you can't be a strong parental figure in your kid's life, because obviously it happens all the time. But you also need to just make sure, like I said before, the village got to be strong. Like you got to have the right people around your children at all times to make sure that they are in line with what they need to be doing with, you know, with everything. And if things get out of line, then they can be the right village members can be there to steer them on the right path, or, you know, get in touch with you if they feel more comfortable with you having the conversation or whatever guidance that needs to be had. Just, you know, the right people have to be there at all times in those type of situations. And I have no idea how T.I. and Tiny were, how good of parents they were. I don't know. We none of us really know. But in those situations, you just, like, I assume that if you're not going to be around all the time physically because of what you have to do to support your life for your kids, make sure they got food on the table and everything, that's the path you chose, then you have to make the adjustments to, I would assume you have to make the adjustments and have the people around, so just to make sure that, you know, everything is going accordingly, and that goes with your children as well, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think they should piece it up and maybe learn how to communicate better.
Indeed. Get
some family therapy, something like that, maybe.
Indeed.
Because they seem like they love each other.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
But yeah. Well, shout outs to them. Shout outs to King.
Indubitably.
All right, T.I.
Yeah, we're good. P. Mike, do you any last words?
Each one, teach one.
Each one, teach one. Or is it reach one, teach one?
I don't know.
We get it.
Either or. Whatever floats your boat.
Whether it's each or reach.
Yeah.
Each one, reach. Yeah, all that.
Yeah, man. Hey, and you are only as good as your environment, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, man.
I mean, you can definitely overcome it.
Yeah.
But still, like, kind of like how they say iron sharpens iron. Like, you want to be able to surround yourself with, you know, like people who can help you grow. And that doesn't mean that you can't still, kind of like how they talk about, like, I think you brought that up earlier about, like, in our community, talking about, like, switching up or was it, how, dang.
Code switching or something. Code what, switching.
Like switching up.
Switching up, like, in what sense?
Because I don't know I thought it was you that was talking about it. Like, I guess when you reach a certain level of success, like, feeling like...
Like you're still selling out.
Basically. Oh, selling out. Yeah, selling out.
It's like, I can still reach a certain level of success and still be connected to people that may still be on the same shit that they were 20 years ago when we first met. But I think that's where having multiple people in your life that offer you different things matters. And having people that are, you know, how they talk about having people that are doing better than you, or at least, or having mentors or different things like that. People you can pull from. It's like, hey, you're doing well. I would like to be able to tap in with you, or I know over here, like, that's why I enjoy our friend group, because we always have good, insightful conversations.
Right.
Like, where I've been around other people I'm cool with now and be talking about nothing. You know what I'm saying? But I still don't mind going around and kicking with them, but I enjoy our conversations, what we talk about, and I usually leave with something insightful and something that adds to my knowledge. Like, that's important, you know? So I guess that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're only surrounding yourself in environments where it's like-minded people who aren't growing, though, then you know, as good as that environment.
Yeah.
Versus if you got different environments that you can go to, then, you know, world's your oyster.
Yeah, that's true. I do like that. Iron sharpens iron.
Yeah. He made me expound upon my last thought, Theo.
Hey, it was good, though, man. It was good. I mean, you basically said what I was going to say, basically. I mean, kind of like how we've been talking, just, you know, make sure you have the right people around you that can, you know, help bring nourishment to your life, basically, in all aspects, mentally, you know, just help you have people around, have the right village around, because we're only as good as the people we keep around us. So make sure that everyone that surrounds you is, you know, in good faith, and, you know, we're all benefiting in some type of way. Not, well, you know what I mean, like, mentally, like, we're all, like how you said, like, we all get together, we can have good conversation, we can leave each other and be like, man, I've learned something, but I've thought about something in a different way that I might not have thought about before. So it's, you know, just keeping everything going and keep the mind working, and, you know, it's real late, so I'm rambling. And
it's all good.
You make sense, brother.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, no, that's good. Yeah, okay.
Keep the right people around you.
I'm going to echo that sentiment. Watch who you got around you, man. Your network is your net worth.
Ooh.
Don't ever forget that. So make sure.
Boy, I've been reading.
I've been reading. So just remember, like, if everybody in your life is either an asset or a liability, period. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be people who will build you up. They will invest in you, and in turn, you will invest in them. There are others who are complete liabilities. You must get rid of your liabilities. Everybody out there needs to balance their spreadsheet. Get rid of your fucking liabilities.
Woo.
Surround yourself with the right people.
Boy, preach.
Work harder. Am I preaching right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Preach.
Work harder, because behind a lot of sadness and, you know, people feeling like unfulfillment is the lack of work. Can I talk to him?
Hey, you preaching right now. Hey, come on.
Can I talk to him?
Hey.
So anything you need or anything you want, if your shit ain't looking how you want it to look, you should be busting your ass a little harder.
Bring it home.
Just spread love, man. That'll be the last one. Spread love. Spread love. Yeah, you should have been playing that shit when I was gone. I needed it in every pause.
Bad bit.
I know you're good, but yeah, I needed that shit in every pause. But
yo, that's crazy,
right?
Yeah, man.
But those are my words, man. I'm fired up. I'm excited about the future. Yeah, it's a good fire. It's a good fire.
Listeners, thank y'all for tuning in. Fellas, thank y'all for joining me as always. Be sure to follow Unaffiliated the Podcast on Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Twitter at UnaffiliatedTP. Hit that Cash App, $BSeth. Patreon is now live, patreon.com/UnaffiliatedThePodcast for $4.99 a month. Go check it out. Exclusive content, unreleased content, and new stuff on the way. And as always, I appreciate y'all. Until next time. Peace.